You can see my guest Tommy Davidson doing sketch comedy Sunday nights on the Fox TV series In Living Color. He's one of the actors who's not part of the Wayans family. Kenan Ivory Wayans produces the hit program and stars in it, along with his brothers Damon and SW1 and sister Kim. Tommy Davidson started doing stand-up 3 years ago and has since opened for performers like Anita Baker, Al Jarreau, and Patti LaBelle. He has his own comedy special that will be shown on Showtime this month. One of Davidson's trademarks is his impressions of singers like Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder, and Michael McDonald.
But the great thing about music is that everybody got their own style. Michael McDonald, he got his own style. I can't understand a word, but he's bad. Girl, don't worry. I heard you. I've been here many times before. Girl, don't you worry. I'm a woman. I don't need your help. I don't feel you. I'll be no easy. In my season home, I will be prepared. Anytime the carry on, I keep telling you, call me, hold me home.
Well, some of the people who you parody are people who you used to open for, like Anita Baker. Did you used to do her in your act when you were opening for her? Yeah, I can imagine.
No, that's not a smart thing to do, is do an impression of somebody on their show. And, you know, unless, of course, you do it in good taste. Like I did Al Jarreau when I was with Al Jarreau. And I set it up really good. I said if anybody in the audience has enough money to go and see this guy, you should, because he's really talented. Then I did an impression of him. And so it was kind of flattering.
Now, you're a trained singer, right?
Not trained,
okay.
Well, I guess hands-on trained.
Hey, right.
Not trained in the technical sense.
What kind of singing did you do before doing comedy?
I did a lot of soul singing when I was little. And I started out going to talent shows and stuff. I was like a little protege. I won all the talent shows up until I was around 13. Then I started doing what everybody else wanted to do, like play football and basketball and stuff.
You're one of the stars of In Living Color. How did you get the part on the show? How did you get to be in the group on the show?
I was very fortunate. I auditioned for the show during a stand-up act, and then they had me come in and do some improv with the casting director and Kenan himself, along with another producer. And obviously they thought I did well. I didn't know how I felt when I left there, but I got the part, and I was really happy.
What did you do in the audition?
He asked me to play different things. I don't even really remember particularly, but he would say, okay, now you're a cab driver. This guy just got in your cab. He just robbed the bank. Now do play that. And you would have to play whatever he gave to you.
Do you get to write sketches yourself on the show? Are you one of the writers?
No, I'm not one of the writers, but I do get to have an influence on the bits and the skits that I do, as well as ones that I don't. It's a really open atmosphere where we're able to say, well, I think that this will work, or I think that'll work, or why don't you try this, and why don't you try that? Always doesn't necessarily work, but they're open to hear that.
Of the sketches that you've been in, which one has gotten the most mail?
I don't know, because I haven't got all that much mail, but I know the one that has gotten the most reaction is the Sugar Ray Leonard thing. Everybody seems to like that Sugar Ray Leonard thing that I've done.
You want to describe it?
It's just, there was two of them. There was one where I was commenting on the show. And I was scoring the show, so I was doing Sugar Ray scoring the show, and he's going, I think so far the show is very, very good. As you can see, the audience has been applauding at every one of the skits. That shows that the cast has been giving them everything that they want. And then we did another one called Three Champs and a Baby, where it was Mike Tyson, Ali, and Sugar Ray Leonard. And it was a takeoff of Three Men and a Baby. So that worked really good.
Were there many blacks on TV when you were growing up?
Not really. There was, let me see, Rodney Allen Rippey.
Wait, what's that? This must
Jack
be
Jack in the Box commercials.
Oh, okay.
In Room 222, there were a couple of blacks in that.
Mm-hmm.
Not that many. No, they weren't. There was like one on every show, like Link from the Mod Squad, and
right.
Bill Cosby on I Spy. You know, was one on Mission Impossible, who never said nothing. You know, so you know, there weren't a lot of blacks on TV.
Were there TV roles that you tried out for before landing a part in Living Color?
Yeah, like a million. Gosh, well, not actually that many, but I did a pilot for Paramount Television, which was an adaptation from Coming to America, the movie.
Eddie Murphy's movie, yeah.
Right. And I got the part for that, and it was a pilot, but it didn't go anywhere. It didn't fly.
Who would you have played?
I would have played the lead. I did play the lead in the pilot. I was Eddie Murphy's little brother who comes to America, but the writing sucked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it hurt the project.
Well, did you know that when you were doing it? Did you feel the writing was under par?
Yeah, and I did as much as I could. I gave them so many ideas and so many things that I wanted to do to make the show funnier, and they said, nah, 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 do what the writer says, do what the writer says. And the show suffered for that.
Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in D.C., Washington, D.C.
Now, I know that you started to perform in a topless club. Is that right, the first time you did comedy?
Yeah, that's true.
How did you get to start there?
Well, a friend of mine asked me to try it. He had been asking me to try comedy for quite some time, and I wasn't interested in comedy. I didn't want to do comedy. I wanted to sing. I love music. And one night, you know, his band played for the girls, and they had a 15-minute break. This was years later, of course. And he asked me if I wanted to try my comedy, and I tried it. And it worked. And ever since then, I've been doing it. So that's where I started.
Now, what made him think that you should be in comedy?
Because I used to make him laugh all the time.
Uh-huh.
And he just thought that I could do it. He said, I know you can do it. I know you can do it.
You came of age with rap music, right?
Yeah.
What effect did that have on you, especially as a singer? Because in rap, like, you don't necessarily have to sing.
Right. It had a good effect on me. At one time, I wanted to do that. I wanted to rap. I went through the whole rapping phase. But rapping, the reason why rapping's been around so long is because it's been through certain metamorphoses, you know? Back when I was coming up, I mean, I first heard my first rapping record in 1977. You know, 1976, and that was a long time ago, and the form was different. Now the form seems to be a lot more progressive. The rappers seem to be using a lot larger words and different kind of rhythms. I mean, rap is really a progressive form, and people think just because it's not singing that it's not music. You know, they say, well, rapping isn't, and it's not singing, but it is an art form that is, I think it's, I don't think it's that difficult to do, but you have to be skilled to do it, you know?
So you tried it? You tried rapping?
Yeah.
How were you?
I thought it was pretty good. I could be a rapper now. I think it's pretty easy because I'm good with words and I'm good with rhythm. So I could probably do it. It's just not my style of music, that's all.
Did you ever have a rapper's name?
Yeah, Tom Ski.
How do you get names? I mean, I've really never understood how rappers choose their names.
I don't know. I don't know how they get their names, but they all seem to be kind of like in the same vein, like MC Hammer, MC Eric B, and Rakim. And, you know, they all have the same sort of... It's a style. It's a certain style. The rap is very stylized. Rap is its own thing.
So how did you choose your name?
There was a guy named Starsky back in the 70s that I liked a lot, so I just named my name after Starsky, and I named my name Tomsky.
This is like a real Starsky or a TV Starsky?
Nah, the real Starsky. DJ Starsky was his name.
Well, you have a nice send-up of rap in your show on Showtime.
Oh, yeah, that's the impression of the national anthem.
Exactly,
in rap form, yeah.
But you can do all the scratching and everything just with your voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Do you turn to your childhood for a lot of material?
Yeah.
What kind of childhood did you have? What kind of neighborhood did you grow up in?
I grew up in a good neighborhood. A lot of bad things happened in my neighborhood, but it was a good neighborhood. It was a multi-ethnic neighborhood, black, white, Spanish, Asian, African. It was a very multicultural place. It was predominantly black, though. And it was a good, fruitful environment for me. It was a lot of kids in the neighborhood, and we did a lot of fun things. We got in a lot of trouble coming up and all that stuff.
What are some of the things you got into trouble for?
Breaking into people's houses, throwing rocks, knocking down trash cans, stuff like that. Stealing bicycles.
What got you out of doing that?
Work. I started working on a job. That's what really got me out of it. I could have very well went the other way with the crime and all that stuff, but I had a lot of good people influencing me. My mother was a good influence, and she let me know that you never give up. You know, for those of you who have children, don't ever give up on your child. And a lot of people, you know, I work with, and I was just fortunate to run into a lot of positive people. And it's the people that you run into and the influences that you're influenced by that make you the person that you are.
So what got you into doing that in the first place?
It was just the environment. It was just wanting to be a part of the, you know, wanting to be a part of the gang, and it's just the way that, you know, it's the way that I grew up.
So how do you use that in your performances now? Like the knowledge that you have about how and why people break into homes and things like that?
That was just a certain period in my life. And that was just, I guess it was just a negative part of me, you know, and I don't really focus on that in my act because of that. you know. So it's not like I say, you know, I used to break into houses and blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that, blah, blah, that. You know, that was just something that happened. And, you know, I move on. You make mistakes as you grow up and you move on.
So who are you working on perfecting now?
Somebody different every day.
Right.
Somebody different every day. I don't know. I think I just want a surprise.
Okay. Thanks so much for talking with us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You can see Tommy Davidson Sunday nights on In Living Color. He performs this weekend at Caroline's in New York, and his comedy special can be seen on Showtime July 7th, 12th, 20th, and 29th.
DJ! 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 Psych! Your seat. Say, can you see it? Pump, nasty. Pump, nasty. Pump, pump me up. Bam.
Wow, fine.
Thank you. Good night.
This is Fresh Air.